Well, greetings to you again in Jesus' name, and thank you for calling in and looking to God for your strength and for answers in life. We have questions sometimes, and we have dilemmas and things that we aren't quite sure what to do with, but we know that we can turn to God and look to Him and in His Word, and He's faithful, and He will take care of all of His children. And I know that we all know that, but there's some times that maybe we feel a little disconnected or maybe a little doubt. But God is faithful, and He will give us clear direction, show us the path of life, and He gives us His Word to help us to get to know Him and to see His ways. I would like to share with you today about a story that's in the Old Testament that I know you've probably been pretty familiar with. I'd like to talk a little bit about Joseph, and we read about Joseph in Genesis, and I'm going to just read a little account here in chapter 45 of Genesis, but just prior to that, just to kind of get us thinking about this. You know, that Joseph was a young man growing up with his brothers, and his brothers hated him. They envied him because his father and their father loved Joseph more than them, and Joseph found himself in a very difficult position with his brothers. They sold him into Egypt. He ends up being a slave, and he gets falsely accused, finds himself in prison, stays in prison for quite some time. But God, all the while, was working. And he was busy about something very important that he wanted to do in Joseph's life and in the life of the Hebrews. And so I'd like to just read here. I would encourage you to go and to read. There's a whole lot of this history here, and I can't cover it all right now. But long story short, there was a famine in the land, and Jacob had to send his sons into Egypt to get grain because they were running out of food. Well, the brothers didn't know that the man that was in charge of all of Egypt, their second in command, was their brother, Joseph. And so this thing goes on for some time. And finally, Joseph reveals himself to his brothers, and it's quite startling. But I just want you to see the attitude that Joseph has with this, and maybe see something that we can apply also in our lives when we feel like we're going through something and maybe we just can't see clearly what's happening. We might get a little discouraged. And so when I read this story, I get encouraged because I see that God is on His throne. So I would like to read Genesis chapter 45, and I'll read a few verses here. It says, "Then Joseph, he could not refrain himself before all of them that stood by him, that his brothers were there. And he cried, 'Cause every man to get out from me.' And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, 'I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live?' And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, 'Come near to me, I pray you.' And they came near, and he said, 'I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years, in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance, So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all of the land of Egypt. And I sometimes marvel at the attitude this Joseph had. He didn't blame his brothers. He said, it wasn't you that sent me here. God did it. Now, that's quite some insight. He had some idea of who God truly is. Now, I don't know that I wouldn't have been terribly discouraged had I been in his. I think I probably would. Going to prison, being sold to slavery. There were so many things that Joseph could have just said, where is God? He's not. And maybe he had some days like that. I don't know. But surely he kept his focus on the Lord. Otherwise, he would have crumbled. He would have just fallen apart. But he didn't. God was with him. And he must have known that somehow. And he knew that God had a plan that was way bigger than his own. And he was walking and trusting in the Lord. It's a pretty amazing story. And I just really see that in our lives, maybe there's some things that we just don't quite understand. We don't quite get it. And we wonder, is God doing anything to draw me to himself, to help me to know him better and to assure me that he is my heavenly Father who loves me and watches out for me? God is doing, I'm convinced God is doing that even now. And we may not even be aware of it. Joseph had a sense about him. He knew that God was doing something, and maybe he didn't see the full picture. I'm sure he didn't see it all. But he understood it one day. And he gave God the glory. And it's a good example for us to follow. That, you know, we may not understand some things that's happening right now today. There may be some difficulties. There may be some things that we just didn't see coming. But you know what? God is on his throne. He is working out a plan. And God is big, and he is almighty. And there is nothing too hard, the Bible tells us. Nothing is too hard for God. So why don't we just rest in him? Well, I think sometimes our minds get to running here and there, and it's hard to rest. But our hearts can calm, give us a calm in our minds even, because we can meditate on God's word and who he is. And that he is big, and he is mighty, and he loves us. He's got a plan. He's got a plan, even if you don't see it, even if I don't see it. God has a plan. He's working on it, and he's going to bring it to pass. And that's the God that we see in the Bible. We see he is able. And he doesn't just randomly let you do this or that. He has a plan. He's got some good things in store for all those that seek him. And that's my encouragement to you today. Seek the Lord and trust him. I'm speaking to myself as well. I need this every day. Lord, even when I can't see you, I want to trust you. He is trustworthy. He is the one that can take a broken, shattered pieces and put back together something beautiful. He did that in Joseph's life. There's other stories in the Bible we can read the same. We see God had a mighty master plan, and he brought it about just in his timing. And so I want to encourage you today, if you feel somewhat down with some things, just know this: God is at work. He's able. He wants to bring you through. And I believe that with all my heart. And let's pray for one another that we would truly find God to be in our lives who he wants to be. May God bless you as you ponder these things today.